every thought. And so my power draws.
I'm an ambassador. My second's my dream. I am perpetual. I keep my country clean.
Fireside Chat Show.
We depart from our normal programming to bring you this special edition of FSE. The following tale is a suspenseful thriller, where our heroine attempts to actually define the villainous terrorism. I can hardly contain myself. Here we go.
And now, these messages.
It's Tuesday, February 14th, and you're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Aloha, everyone. I got a real special show for you tonight. Strap in. Here it comes.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume. Because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central Podcast.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast. My name is Todd Cochran, your host, and for all of you that are long-term subscribers, hey, thanks for being part of the family, being part of the Ohana here, and thank you for staying subscribed. And of course, if you're checking out the show for the very first time, make sure you check out all the great content over at Geek News Central, and also make sure that you check out the archive podcast via the podcast link, and also, if you want to get the show notes upon their immediate release when the shows are put up on the internet, sign up for our mailing list, and we'll make sure that you get the show notes delivered directly into your inbox. Hey, everyone, it was a great, great weekend, and I kind of got a special treat for you tonight because sitting in the office here with me is my number one fan. Now, who do you think my number one fan would be? Well, of course, it would be my mother. So if I want to welcome my mom to the show, say hello to the audience, Mom.
Thank you for having me tonight, Todd. It's a pleasure.
For those of you that have not been with the show very long, you've heard me talk probably in the past a little bit about my parents live in Michigan, and they're missing the snow that's out there right now, but they come out to Hawaii almost every year and spend some time with my sister and I, and time with the family and the grandkids. So you've been here, now 5-6 weeks?
Yep, just about.
Six weeks. So you've got about 3 weeks left before you have to go back to the cold weather, right?
Right. We go back in March when the weather's the worst in Michigan.
Well, it's just like Hawaii. You have to wait 15 minutes and the weather changes, right?
Right. That's right.
Fireside Chat will return after these messages.
Tech headset that you've got laying in the drawer or whatever it may be, plug it into your computer, record, have fun, have a blast doing it, be motivated, and with that, I'm going to get the heck out of here. play these promos. We're going to go over long, but I'm sorry. 619-342-7365 is the voicemail hotline. Or send your emails to geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or call me on Skype, Geek News Central. And some of you have been getting me recently. Here's a surprise. But anyway, I got three promos for you. Better strap in, because these are some interesting promos that you're going to find the content over at podcasternews.com. All right, folks, enjoy the shows over there at PCN. And as always, thanks for tuning in and being part of the family here at the Geek News Central Podcast. We'll see you on Friday. Aloha.
Get free software here.
KOBEI.org.
XVID.
Bill Gates bids bye-bye to passwords. China weighs in on web restrictions and looking for love in all the virtual places. I'm Charlie Cooper with the CNETNews.com report for Tuesday, February 14, 2006. Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates is again predicting. You can find the full story on our website at news.com. Check in throughout the day for updates. And for more roundtable discussion of technology news and opinion, listen to CNET's Buzz Out Loud podcast. You can subscribe at podcast.cnet.com. Thanks for listening.
FSCS.
We'll return after these messages.
All right, it is Tuesday, March 7th, 2006. Welcome to Engadget Podcast number 72. I'm Peter Rojas.
Hello, I'm Ryan Block.
And thanks for joining us on sort of a newly restored Engadget Podcast.
It's been a couple weeks.
It has been a couple of weeks.
I'll be typing it up on my wizard as I get up there.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank the Blogcademy.
The Blogcademy. There's no Blogcademy. Anyway, okay, that's enough for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and 1-888-ENGADGET if you want to leave a message for the podcast. Otherwise, we will talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Have you unlocked all your car's power?
FSCS.
We'll return after these messages.
This is Victor with Sandy and Walter, and we're the Mackinnon Podcast. And we're talking a little bit about compatible hardware with booting Windows on Mac. All right. Well, should we wrap this up?
I think that'll do it.
This has been the Mackinnon Podcast. I'm Victor with Walter and Sandy. We're out.
We're live. This is the Mackinnon Podcast. And, Dan, we got some interesting things going on today. One of them that I want to talk about is the
Exactly.
Which isn't all bad. Life could be worse.
This has been the Mackinnon Podcast. Visit us at www.mackinnon.com.
This is the Mackinnon Podcast. I'm Victor, your host, with Dan, and we're here today chatting.
And now back to the story.
From UNODC, United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. From proposed definitions of terrorism, the following. 1. League of Nations Convention, 1937. All criminal acts directed against a state and intended or calculated to create a state of terror in the minds of particular persons or a group of persons or the general public. 4. Academic Consensus Definition. Quote. Terrorism is an anxiety-inspiring method of repeated violent action, employed by semi-clandestine individual, group or state actors, for idiosyncratic, criminal or political reasons, whereby, in contrast to assassination, the direct targets of violence are not the main targets. The immediate human victims of violence are generally chosen randomly, targets of opportunity, or selectively representative or symbolic targets, from a target population, and serve as message generators. Threat and violence-based communication processes between terrorist, organization, imperiled, victims, and main targets are used to manipulate the main target, audience or audiences, turning it into a target of terror, a target of demands,
or a target of attention, depending on whether intimidation, coercion, or propaganda is primarily sought. End quote. Next. Diction for word. Terror. Etymology. Middle English, from Middle French terreur, from Latin terror, from terreur. To frighten. Akin to Greek dream, to be afraid, flee, tremming, to tremble. Word definition. Terrorism. The systematic use of terror, especially as a means of coercion. The unlawful use or threatened use of force or violence by a person or an organized group against people or property with the intention of intimidating or coercing societies or governments, often for ideological or political reasons. The calculated use of violence, or threat of violence, against civilians in order to attain goals that are political or religious or ideological in nature. This is done through intimidation or coercion or instilling fear. Thank you. And have a nice day.
Brought to you by
3D Ion.
You are down and loaded with Popcast, your weekly audio guide to new music from the pop critics of the New York Times. I'm Tom Kuntz, pop music editor of the Time. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, look for a new installment of Popcast from the New York Times, when we check out more new music and measure the impact of the Grammy Awards on sales. I'm Tom Kuntz, pop music editor of the New York Times.
Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
This is the CBC Radio 3 podcast for the week of March 31st, 2006.
You'll like it. Your friends will like you, too.
CBC Radio 3.
Some of us put our leisure time to good use.
And everyone is having fun.
On CBC Radio 3.
CBC Radio 3.
CBC Radio 3.
Keep it locked.
Hey everybody, welcome to the one and only CBC Radio 3 podcast. I'm Grant Lawrence, coming to you from Vancouver. Happy daylight savings time, North America. It kicks in on Sunday, April 2nd. I'm all for moving that date up. Canada needs every bit of daylight we can get. We are going to shine a light on another fine batch of independent Canadian music this week. We have a three...
Get free software on the internet at the following addresses.
Free video at the XBID binaries section at KOEPI.org.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.